Welcome to episode 51. Today we'll be reading Romans chapter 3, verses 29 through 31. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. What Paul is saying in this verse is a radical statement. Up until this time, God was the God of the Jews. Gentiles were pagans, heathen, and outsiders. Occasionally, there were Gentiles who entered into the Jewish faith, but mostly the Jews were very exclusive with their religion and their God. In Acts chapter 11, Peter had been called to give an account of what happened when he went to the house of Cornelius the centurion. Some were angry because he went into a Gentile's house and ate with them. But Peter explained the whole situation to them, beginning with the vision of the sheet let down from heaven, the men coming to find him and bring him to Cornelius' house, and the salvation of that household and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them. When Peter finished telling his story, it says of those who heard it, "When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, 'Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.'" Not everyone was happy about this turn of events for the Gentiles. In Acts chapter 22, when Paul was accused of bringing a Gentile into the temple in Jerusalem, which of course he had not done, he used the opportunity to share his testimony of Jesus with the people. They listened attentively until he said this one thing, that the Lord said to him, "Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles." And the people responded as follows, "And they listened to him until this word, and then they raised their voices and said, 'Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live.' Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust to the air. Throughout the years of his ministry, Paul suffered many things as he brought the gospel to the Gentiles. It wasn't easy for him to carry out the ministry he had been entrusted with, but I, for one, as a Gentile, am very glad he did. Thank you for listening. If this has been an encouragement to you, please subscribe and share.